This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Onwards, we have an interview with Black Motion that are joining us on Ihlanganani Midday Show right here on MUT Radio, shaping on the future. Hopefully, we do have them on the line right now. Bafethu, how's it?
Yo, cho, brother, how's it that way?
Awukumnandi kakhulu, Bafethu. How are you enjoying your day?
Just chilling, man. We up in studio, just chilling, and it's a Tuesday.
You are always cooking
there and there.
You are always cooking. You are in studio. Always, I hope you are cooking something nice that you're going to hear soon. Paske, thank you very much, Bafethu, for honoring this interview. I think we're going to start from the beginning. We'll see how did Black Motion develop the unique sound of fusion, the fusion of house music and traditional African sounds, because it's a beautiful sound, man.
Oh, man, you know how it is, bruh. Like, coming from musical backgrounds and stuff, you are inspired by the music around you, and it just leads you to making something that you think you can add your flavor to. And when it's producers that are getting in studio with the same vision and everything, then makes sense. So, yeah, man, it's everything around us that inspired the sound. And it's all where it started, with just understanding that African sound, what it means to us.
That is beautiful, man. So when it comes to you two, I always wanted to ask this question, because you are like a group. So when it comes to making music, don't you like have disagreements, and how do you come to an understanding?
There's no space for disagreements when you're building, because we're building from a foundation that is very rich in its culture. So we're not starting from scratch, if you know what I'm saying. We have a big foundation that we set ourselves apart from, and that's what gives us the identity. So there's no ways that we can disagree on a pattern or any way a bassline flows or any harmony or any vocal. It has to feel right. We will disagree with what we are working on, not with each other. You know.
Oh, that makes sense, man. So this month we are celebrating Africa Month. So, and your music is very African. So what can you say, what role does your music play in, what does African culture play in Black Motion's musical identity?
Yo, brother, couldn't quite catch that. Like, the volume is so low. Can't hear properly.
Oh, I'm asking, as we are celebrating Africa Month, can you tell us what African culture play in Black Motion's musical identity?
Every culture, my brother, that involves rejoicing and celebrating with music. So it's, yeah, man, there's no specific culture, but like everything that falls under Africa, not even South Africa, but under Africa is us, and that's what we represent. And we don't wait for it to be Africa Month or whatever. We represent it the whole year, all throughout.
All day, every day.
That is amazing, man. So in your career, you've had like several awards, SNY Winnie. So what does this mean when you finally get recognition for your work?
Come again?
I said in your career you have received like multiple awards. How does it feel like to receive these awards and know that people actually recognize your work and they appreciate it?
I know it's always fulfilling to get rewarded for your work, and it shows that it resonates with the people. It's not forced down anyhow. So, you know, with the accolades that have been collected over the years, it's just been heartwarming, and, you know, we embrace wholeheartedly. And we just still hoping to still be within the spaces, and just making sure that our audience is well fed with the soul music that is African music.
That is amazing, man. Now, you know, Black Motion has been in the industry for many years. And also, now you have a new member, Kabelo Koma. How can you say, like, the presence of Kabelo Koma has confirmed some of your performances and also your music?
But can you please just repeat that last part?
Oh, I'm asking, sorry. As Manje Sekunakabelo Khoma and Black Motion, how has this transformed your performances?
Oh, man, it just elevated it into a higher, greater level and respect as well. Because, like, it's years put in. It's not just anybody that just came through to fill up the gap, but it's years of experience, more than we have. So it's an elevation to another level. And it's just there, man. Like, it was written there in the stars that, like, it was going to be like this. For Black Motion to reach that other level that we wanted to reach is that time right now. So, yeah, it's an elevation, brother.
Oh, that is amazing, man. And this Yazi, we see Kabelo out there is known for his style of DJing without a headset. How does this technique affect the live experience, man?
Yeah, well, sometimes you get to a place and there's a couple of errors, faulty somewhere. You get to hear it first because there's nothing that you are locked into. You can hear everything out here. And that's how I get to pick up, how the sound is, if everything is sounding nice and clear, you know. So I would say, in my experience with Black Motion, it has actually resharpened my ear to actually watch out for all the sounds that might affect the performance.
That is amazing. As you are still here, Kabelo, can I just ask you, as you joined the group, how did the fan base take it? How did the people take it?
Well, my brother, if you were there when this whole thing blew out, there was a video that was trending big time. I think it was a Shimza show that we were doing at that moment. That's the video clip that introduced me to the people. And I remember at some caption saying that I hit the ground running, just getting things blazed up quickly. So it was quite a heartwarming welcome that I received, especially from South Africa. And it's very humbling, and it keeps us going stronger and stronger, you know. So, yes, there are days whereby we need some refueling. That's where we go. We remember those moments that are engraved in our hearts that we will never forget. So, adding to that, it's just been, an awesome experience just joining Black Motion and learning the new places, uncharted spaces. And, take it a day at a time.
Yeah, that is amazing, man. So when you started the interview, you told me that you are currently in the studio. So can we expect any music in the near future?
Yeah, man. We just dropped Kululeka. I think it was in the beginning of March. It's featuring Professor and Spice Drums. It's doing well on radio charts. It's doing well, received everywhere globally. Because of that sound that we pushing as well, like our original Black Motion sound without any pressure of what's going on around us. And there's a whole lot of new stuff coming out. And yeah, man, I think by August something should be dropping. It's just under wraps right now, but we'll just keep you informed.
Yeah, that is amazing, man. So, as you were speaking about that song, Kululeka, and Shine of Spike Drums, what inspired that collaboration?
Like I say, man, we are inspired by everything that we see and hear. So, it was inspired by a day when we were just chilling, and then we just thought of something that had to do with Isigingci, like straight from that, like the motherland of Natal. So we just got in together with Professor and Spice Drums. We laid out the drums and we just got Monopoly, King Monopoly as well. Sorry, King Monopoly, and he was on the vocals. Yeah, and he just killed it. One song was made with one vision, and that's the result of it.
Mm. It's amazing, man. It's also amazing how you guys like make incredible music, but not only just for South Africans, but the whole of Africa in unity, man. So just before I let you go, so anyway, this we can find you on social media, and where can people book you?
Yeah, man. It's simple. Just go to our pages everywhere. It's just Real Black Motion, Black Motion Family, everything Black Motion, one word. And you'll just find everything there, where we're going to be, what's the new releases, and yeah, what's happening around the tours that we're planning, and Friends of Black Motion. And yeah, man, watch out. We're coming to your city. If you've got any ideas, there's a booking number there on our pages. And if you've got any ideas of you throwing an event or something like that, we out here to help. Let's go, man. DM us and then we'll come to your hood.
Oh, that is amazing, man. We also have a producer on the show. Her name is Grace Rams, and she said she loves you guys very much and also the music.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. But thank you.
Thank you very much, you guys, for joining us on MUT Radio.
Sure.
Danko. This was Black Motion joining us on MUT Radio right here on the
This is an MUT Radio podcast.